Baker 2, Sierra Quebec, opening up the Thursday night Metroplex net. All amateurs are cordially invited to check in. Again, my call is Kilo Baker 2, Sierra Quebec. The name is Paul, located in Manhattan, New York City. Do we have any mobiles out there that would like to check in? Call KB2, Sugar Point. Okay, let me take the EchoLink check-ins. Any EchoLink check-ins, call KB2 Sugar Point.
82SQ. This is Paul. Good evening, everybody on the net. This is KC2DHU, Tim, Thompson's Cove, New York.
KB2SQ. WA2SHA, Jersey City, New Jersey.
Don was was connected to you or not. That's why I linked into into you. But I see he's linked into you. He's connected into you, Jim. So I disconnected on the echo link for my call. Just want to make sure that he was in there because I saw him on my screen here. Break with you, Jim. Yeah. Let's see. It's 55 degrees down here. A little misty rain earlier. I think it still is there, Jim. Okay. Break with you. Let's go to Armand there in New Jersey. 72SHA. Armand, good evening. Come aboard.
Hey, yeah. Well, we had a little bit of rain down here. So little, though, that you don't need an umbrella. It's really just like a misty drizzle, like you explained it, Paul. That's exactly what it was. And I'm happy for the better weather that could be a lot rottener in November, mainly colder. I don't like cold weather. I think when we get older, you feel colder and you need more heat. Like my ideal indoor temperature, even though I certainly don't run the house at that, it would cost a lot of money, is about 78 to 80 degrees. I keep it around 71 in the house. And I wear a nice sweater, you know, and so I keep wrapped up in it. And as long as the tenants don't complain, you know, it's legal heat. It's over 70 degrees. That's what the Jersey City rule is during the day. And everything's okay. By the way, with John on here, our presidente, next time around when John comes in, or he may be the next one in the list, I don't know. I'd like to know, be advised as of the time of the luncheon, the Christmas luncheon. I think it's 2 to 4, but I'm not sure. Okay, back to net control. KB2SQ, WA2SHA.
Okay. Okay, Armand. Yeah, John, I got Harold next here. Then I'll get John. Yeah, okay, on the beautiful weather. Yeah, we had a lovely day today. 55 degrees, that takes you know, all people out of our pockets here in the building, because I think we have to put the heat up at 52, I think it is. 52 or 51 degrees the heat comes on. Okay, let's break with you, Armand. And Harold, good evening to you. Come aboard. Good to hear you in there tonight, Harold. Go ahead.
Tampa. However, I got this communique and your call and your letter of the month. Hope to see you, everybody, and thank you very much for sending me cards. Get better. Thank you, and good night.
Okay, Hal. You know, you were on one night, and I went back to you. Maybe it's Friday. Let's see, today is Thursday. One night, two or three nights ago, you were in there during the daytime. I went back to you, Harold, but I don't think you were copying me there. QSL?
Okay. My station is okay. Reception and transmission. Thank you.
Yeah, QSL. Yeah, good signal tonight, and you have no problem copying me. So, again, thanks for stopping by, Hal. And we have you checked out, I think. Okay, let's go up to John, president of Metroplex, KB2VBO. John, good evening. Come aboard.
Hey, good evening, Paul. See ya. I've been listening, and as far as what Armand's inquiry is, and everybody else, the holiday dinner will be at 2 o'clock, December 12th, at Mesa Madrid, Altace Park. Anybody, you know, wants, you know, make arrangements to attend, they could do, you know, check out the club website, the appropriate reservation. You know, it's going to be a fun event. We've been there once before, a couple of years ago, and food is really first class. Not cheap, but you know, definitely enjoy it. People that have went there, they said, well, you know, it's a little bit pricey. They changed their minds. You know, the accommodations are really nice. Definitely have a good time there. Armand, you know, going to copy on that. o'clock. All the details, so, you know, will be website.
2SHA.
Good armor.
As far as the website goes, I haven't put up anything on the luncheon itself. The newsletter is going to be published, and the newsletter, which will be put up on the website within the next few days, will give you a full rundown then on the Maison Madrid and the Times. John, you clarify it. 2 to 4, is it? What is the official duration of the luncheon? But at any rate, look to the website in the next few days for the newsletter, for those that don't get it already by email, okay? Because Walter will include that when I get back to him with that information. Okay, back to net control, WA2SHA. Back to you, Paul.
John, is that 2 to 4?
2 to 4, you know, or whenever, you know, not a problem. You know, like I left out the part about, you know, I said the website, you know, it's going to be part of the newsletter, and it'll be on the website, you know, not a separate announcement. Because most of the time, you know, we just send out individual emails, and, you know, there's certain people, you know, respond to it. Generally, it's, you know, a small group. But, you know, we might get surprised this year. Never know. On the website, like, you know, Armin says, stand corrected.
Okay. Before I go to Bob, let me see if there is additional check-in standby. Anyone standby to check-in? Call KB2, Sugar Queen, net control.
KB2, Sugar Queen, it's a UHD mobile.
Okay, Nico, and I give mobiles preference, so I'm going to bring you aboard, Nico, before I go to the next base station. Into UHD mobile, come aboard, KB2, Sugar Queen.
Roger, and thank you. Good evening, everyone on the net. I'm in Garfield on the way to pick up my daughter. And want to say good evening and hope to make it for the Christmas party. And hopefully I'll see you guys all on Saturday at the diner. And to UHD Mobile, back to net control.
Okay, Nico, give me an update on the Echolink.
Roger, Paul. I put the antenna up last Saturday when you guys were having fun in the diner. Hope to run the... Oops, I think I made the wrong turn over here. Hope to run the internet wire this weekend and see if I can get to program the node as a CSOP. If I need any help, I'll yell.
Okay, Nico, because I know my next patient is going to want an update on it, Bob. Thank you, Nico, and we have you checked in Mobile there. Break with you. Let's go over to Bob. Bob, we missed you last week, but I know you had your meeting. WA2UEE. Bob, we went to a luncheon two Sundays ago, and... And Gene was there, K2KJI. Man, you're talking about looking good. He really looks good, Bob. Lost 44 pounds. I think he said 6 more to go. He's going to lose 50. But he looks outstanding, Bob. WA2UE, come aboard.
Okay, Paul, good evening. Paul, to you, Paul, and all the members out there. Gene does look good, don't he? After that operation and everything. That's real good. Thanks on the update on the Echolink. I've been kind of wondering about that, you know. But thanks for that report anyhow. Not much to report here. Just taking it easy, enjoying the radio and relaxing and getting ready for the holidays, Paul. So back to that. This is WA2UEE.
Okay, Bob. Bob, and he donated a radio as one of the prizes at the ARRL luncheon. And Nico won the radio, a handheld 2-meter radio. a basket of goodies as one of the prizes he had. And maybe, Armin, you can comment on what you had in that basket. I never did get a chance to see. And Paul, WKB2WEE, won a repeater director. So three of the Metroplex, I think we had 16 total at the luncheon, and three of the members won prizes, so that was pretty good, Bob. So it was a great turnout there. Bob, break with you. Let's go up to Greenfield Park. Don, N2HIT. Link, KB2 Sugar Queen. Good evening.
Hey, Mr. Pro, this is Don in N2HIT, Greenfield Park, Tapestry Mountains, New York State. Somebody, I think Jim, put the temperature going up. It went from 49 to 51 while I'm sitting here, and the wind's out of the east at 9 miles. And that's about it. I'll tell if you lose me, if I lost my taxi. But I will be here listening out. It's probably I'll be able to hang in there. It's kind of nice, and I must be as busy. On the next.
Okay, Don, well, you got it up and you seem to have it up working good. I heard you in there earlier, and it seems to be working fine for you, Don, the N2HIT link. So, congratulations on that. I may be calling on you to get some advice from you on I set up a link here, Don. Break with you, and let's go up to Hawthorne, New York, KC1LOY. James, good evening. Come aboard.
Well, pleasant good evening to all on the net. This is KB1LOY, James in Hawthorne, New York. And it sounds like we got quite a gathering here coming up with the luncheon there. It sounds like you had quite a good time at the AFFL luncheon there, and everybody's winning prizes. That always makes it even more fun. That's good. People walking out of there with winning HDs and all other kinds of prizes, and I'm sure everybody had a good time. Sounds like it was a good time had by all. Yeah, we're just getting ready here for the holiday. We get next week will be a short week. They come to cram 5 days of work into 3 days, you know. But we're up for it because we want to take a nice long weekend off. We'll be traveling up to Boston on Thursday morning. Go up there to the house up in Boston. We'll have our turkey dinner up there with all the family and everybody getting together. That'll be good to see everybody up there. But with that, we just turn it back to net control. We're on a diet now, Paul, for the rest of the week, and we can save a few calories this week because we know we're going to go a little overboard next week. Turn it back to net control. KB1LOY.
Okay. And the activity you're planning for next week, there, James. Nice drive up. I'm sure you'll be up bright and early. That's something I haven't done on Thursday. Thanksgiving Thursday is travel. A few years back, we drove down to Virginia on Thanksgiving. But I told him it was just too far for me to go to eat dinner. It's like a 7-hour drive. The rest of the family lives either in Baltimore, D.C., my nephew is having dinner there in Richmond. I told him that's too far for me to drive to eat some turkey. I stay in New York and eat my turkey. But it's always a nice gathering there and everything. But we did it a couple of years, James. So have a safe trip. And everyone else on the net. I will not run a net next Thursday night. If anyone else wants to, be my guest, but I do not plan to run the net next Thursday night. And let me just say good evening to all the shortwave listeners. I'm not sure if Mary, Walter, Dave up in the Catskills are copying me through Don's link, but if you are, good evening to the shortwave listeners there, and possibly N2GKI Lewis over in Hoboken there. And with that, let's see. I've come to the end of the current check-in list. Do we have additional check-ins for the net? Call KB2 Sugar Queen.
Wish you everybody good, nice Thanksgiving. Happy KC2 TVF. KC2 TVF.
thanks to you also. Let me see if I can bring N2KCJ. N2KCJ, come aboard and check in. KB2 Sugar Point. N2KCJ, N2KCJ, come aboard, Kirby. KB2 Sugar Point. Okay, I have him on Echo Link, and I linked into Jimmy, but maybe he stepped away. Do we have additional check-in for the net? Call KB2. Call KB2 Sugar Queen. All right, let's go back up to the top of the list and see if Jim has any additional comments. KC2DHU, KB2 Sugar Queen.
Hey, KC, what's up, Ken Paul? Everybody on the net? Nah, not a heck of a lot to report here. They're going to do a little work on the repeater. I'm not happy with the audio coming from Echo Link through it. I think it has to do with the linker that I got hooked up to it. But it's got to find some time to get down there and mess around with that. And I think I got the driver issue squared away on the weather station. I was having a problem with the driver, and it kept throwing a blue screen every now and then. Sometimes it'd run a week, sometimes it'd run an hour. You know, it'd go with a blue screen. But I think I finally got that squared away. It's been running about a week now without a hitch. So keep my fingers crossed on that. Move on to other projects. Got a lot of stuff on the iron for the winter months coming up, so that'll keep me busy. And, of course, if it snows, we'll be more busy outside, but we're going to hope it don't snow. We'll get this winter off. Crossing my fingers, we're going to get a winter off. Back over to net control.
Yeah, let's hope that we don't have such a bad winter, Jim. But there's not much we can do. If Mother Nature decided to drop one on us, we just have to deal with it. Okay, let me try Kirby again down in Orlando. N2KCJ, N2KCJ, KB2 Sugar Queen, come aboard. Nothing here today. Okay, let's go up to Armand. That's Armand, W2SHA. Additional comments from you?
Of course. But Jim, Jim has to understand that Bill Gates invented the blue screen. It's a very powerful application. And I don't know why he did, but it certainly annoys a lot of people. And if you have any problem with blue screens, write Bill Gates about it. At any rate, to answer your question on the gift that I got at the ARL Hudson Division Luncheon, it was really for ladies. It was not a man's gift, and I'm surprised that they raffled it off as such. You know, they could have arranged it maybe that only a lady would win it. There was a lot of ladies' toiletries in there, and I gave them to Josie. The only thing I kept on it is the basket and the two boxes of tea and a teacup that was in there. Some specialty teas, and they're pretty good, and maybe it's better that I take these teas and use them rather than the coffee. I've been drinking too much coffee lately. In fact, I just had a tea right now. I'm going to try to get off the coffee a little more. And dinners, Thanksgiving dinners, well, I'm invited to two Thanksgiving events, one on Thanksgiving Day and one after Thanksgiving, the day after Thanksgiving on Friday. And then you got to figure in the luncheon that we're having, the MPX luncheon. And then I got to figure in, in December, the same month as the MPX luncheon, I got to figure in my JCPenney retiree luncheon, which is held over in a fancy place in New York. So I think Jimmy has the right idea. He gave me the idea, actually, or reinforced it, at least, is that I really got to save up for all that food. It's just going to be too much eating, and I got to start starving now. So that's my story. Back to net control, WA2SHA.
Okay, Armand, I have checked, and I have so far 8 holiday parties to attend. That's why my job is having one the same day that Metroplex is having that luncheon out there, so that's why I told you I would not be able to make that one. And I sort of look forward to my job, get a chance to see some of my old buddies there from the work, and then I'm on the board and in the building, and they have a couple of them, and just a Sandra's job, her nursing job, has a couple of luncheons, Christmas luncheons, and first precinct I worked at, they have a luncheon in December, so I think it's 8, possibly 9 during the month of December. So I just have to keep a tab on what I eat. I don't want to run my sugar up and all that kind of stuff to get off my diet, things of that nature, Armin, but I'll keep a close watch on it, that's for sure. Break with you. Harold, you still at Kilo Charlie 2, Tango Victor Fox. Additional comments from you, sir. John, KB2 VBO, additional comments from you?
Sure, Paul. So I'm in an old commercial from the 50s. Take TNC, better for you.
Maybe it is, John. I'm going to try. I used to drink about 4 or 5 coffees a day, and I think that's overdoing it. So I might limit it to 1 coffee a day and maybe perhaps 2, and I'm going to drink tea the rest of the time. You know, try it out for a month, 2 months, and see what it does. It's probably better for you anyway. And the teas that I got in the basket, they're better than the average store-bought teas. There's some kind of British teas, and they're 2 different types. And the flavor is rather good. Even though I'm not crazy about teas, these are pretty good. The normal store-bought tea, like Lipton and all that, that's crap. I can't enjoy it. And that's why even if I was given any of that stuff or had bought it, it lays around in the closet until it dries up so badly it's got to be thrown away. So I'm going to try these out. Back to net control. Paul, WA2SHA.
Okay, okay. John and Norman. Bob, WA2UEE, additional comment from you. Bob, I hope the radio is going well. The car's going great there, Bob. QSL?
Yeah, Paul, everything is running smooth. Got a little problem with the radio, but it's not really a big problem. It's just that, like, when I go on the Metroplex, I get on that frequency and I hit the button and I communicate on that, talk on it, and when I release the button, it starts to scan itself, you know? So I got to get that checked out and get that fixed. So I'm not on that radio now, I'm on the 207. So, but it'll work out. I'm having a lot of fun with it. Everybody says it's good. Talk to Trevor every day, almost. Over there in England, and he says I put in a better signal than I've ever put in over there, you know, with the new radio, which is good. So, let's see, next Thursday being a holiday, and no net, I want to wish everybody a happy Thanksgiving, all the shortwave listeners. And, Armin, you're going to be a teetotaler. Well, that's good. The English have a lot of tea, and they're in good shape, so... What are you going to do? So once again, everybody have a nice Thanksgiving, and I hope we all see you on the following Thursday. So this is WA2UEE Clear. 7-3 to everybody.
Okay, Bob. Very good, and glad you're able to. I think, Bob, you're a little closer to that repeater that you work, that you say you're working Trevor on. I think you're a little closer to that one than you are to Metroplex, I believe. I forgot what the frequency was. I had the program then, but I forgot what it was. But you may be a little closer to that one. That's why you're probably putting a little better signal. But you got the update on the EchoLink for Metroplex anyway, Bob. And with that, let's go up to Don, into HIT. Don, your pox is still holding in. And Don, what radio are you using as your link radio? Will I be able to use the VX7R or the VX5? as a link, my link radio, or do I have, will I have to use this V71, Kenwood V71 as a link radio, Don, at QSL?
All 3KB2, Sierra Quebec, I'm at control. I guess whatever you want, really. I'm using a base radio. I'm using an ICOM V.
Don, I didn't get a lot of that. Your signal was dropping out. I probably got about 5 or 6 words out of that. Something 8,000, you said, I think, and that you used for your link radio. Try it again, Don. N2HIT-KB2, Sugar Queen.
Impact it was.
Got double with you, Jim. Jim, what did you say? And KC2DHU, Jim, I doubled with you. What did you say?
I think that link failure, Paul.
Mexican dropped out of my window. And 3-2 monitor.
Okay, Don, I heard you. But I unkeyed before and I heard Jim talking. But he's still connected to the, I imagine he's still connected. Or did we time out or something of that nature? Maybe he has a, everything has a reset. Let me just take a pause and see if he has a reset. My time's out. KB2 Sugar Queen. Okay, I'm back. Link to Jimmy. Don, repeat what you were saying again, please. If you can, Don. Try back later with Don. Let's go up to, let me see who's next. Let me go to KB1 LOY. James, additional comments from you, sir. KB2 Sugar Queen. Let me see if, Jim is coughing me through Echo Link. KC2DHU. KB2DHU. KB2 Sugar Queen, or N2HIT, either one of you, come back to KB2 Sugar Point.
Yeah, Roger, Paul. Yeah, definitely company on Echo Link. Not getting anything out of the repeater, though. It just kind of dropped out there.
Yeah, you're still hitting the repeater. I'm still copying you on the repeater. I'm on Echo Link now. But you're still coming through. I'm still talking on Metroplex, Jim. I don't know what happened, but your signal is good, Jim. When I keyed before, you were making a comment. I don't know what it was when I was asking Don about the radio. Maybe you can answer as my link radio for the link. Will I have to use the V71 to Kenwood, or can I use a Yaesu VX5 or the Yaesu VX7R, Jim, like a QSL? System. I was going to ask him a question about that. But
it has, I know I have to get a cable to run from the back of that D71, and that would make it a link into my computer, you know, but I'll see. That's a project I'll be working on for the next 2 or 3 weeks again. All right, Jim, and it does require a rig blast, I believe, but if I use another radio, I'd have to get a rig blaster, if I'm not mistaken. I see, I was looking at it today, it's plug and play. I'm not sure, but I'd have to see if they're capable or compatible with one of these handhelds that I have here, Jim. Okay, thanks a lot. If I run into a problem between you and Don, I'll be giving you a call there. Break with you, and let's go let me see if James is still there. KB1LOY, James? Nico, N2UHT Mobile, are you still there? KB2 Sugar Queen? Are there any additional check-ins or anyone with any comments before I close the internet? Call KB2 CLR Quebec. Net Control.
N2HIT, Paul, that's Linwood. That's Mayfair, I don't think that's me. That is a good model. And you do the ride around all in Jersey with your antenna on what do you call it, the terrace. I don't know why I can't talk tonight. I read up on it, the one I said about you don't need it. He said with that in particular radio, you read it. Cable was hooked in and home-keep with echoing. So that N2HIT, a nice a whole lot missing out. Jerry, thanks for everything, fella.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Don. Yeah, I was reading the manual today and comparing the links and everything. Okay, with that, again, next Thursday night, I will not run the net here on Metroplex Thanksgiving. And I wish everyone a happy Thanksgiving. And don't eat too much turkey for all the turkeys out there. Let's see, I was trying to get in Kirby, but I see he finally checked out. He was checking on Echo Link through me, but I couldn't get him aboard. And Jimmy, I did try to call Steve, N2KJ. I called him a couple times on the reverse, but I didn't get a reply from Steve. Jimmy, QSL? Now, good night, and happy Thanksgiving to everybody. KD2, Ship of Queen, clear.